We begin a series on praying the Psalms with an exploration of Psalms of Remembrance. As before, you'll find prayer and reflection exercises for this week on St. Augustine's website. For many years, I haven't found a good way of marking New Year. I'm not inclined to look back nostalgically over the last 12 months. I can't take those television programmes that review and review the events of the last year. Nor do I find much life in trying to gaze too far into a future I can't see and that will turn out to be different from anything I might imagine. So I let the clock tick over to a new number, 2021 rather than 2020, without celebration. I sound like Scrooge contemplating Christmas, not exactly a party reveller. There was one moment that did have a sense for me of turning, not so much of time, but in my inner awareness. I think it was the 29th of December. There was more light in the sky when I woke up in the morning. The clouds had cleared, the moon was still out, and in the northeast, the sky was brightening towards dawn. A few minutes earlier than the week before, at least that's what I imagined. I went to the shed and started to sort through packets of seed that I'd saved. They turned out to be mostly duds, empty packets, seeds past their use-by date. But I'd been given some gardening vouchers for Christmas. So I went down the road to the garden centre and blew the lots on flower and vegetable seeds for the year to come, not holding back, my mind now full of possibility. Bleak, grey and wet winter days, but now suffused with the regenerative power of creation. It was more than the rekindled memory of former springtimes. It was awareness of life present now. On reflection, I recognise what I need at New Year is not a fortune teller to predict my future, or an analyst to pick apart my past, but fresh clothing for my present. That is, to be alive to what is already there, already given, available for me, as I engage with life as it is. Many of the Psalms flow from a creative tradition of remembering the past, not for its own sake, but for the purpose of illuminating and empowering our entering into the present. They tell the story of the people of God across time, their expressions of faith in the living God who inhabits this moment. They're like our creeds, theological outpourings, yet unlike them, because they're written with lives and experiences rather than defined, precise, formal statements. Psalm 105 celebrates the memory of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, the man of dreams, the delivery of oppression from Egypt, God's faithful provision through the wilderness years, and entrance into the land of promise. It looks back, and yet it also leads us to review our present. Listen to how it begins. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call on his name, make known his deeds among the people. Sing to him, sing praises to him, tell of his wonderful works. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his presence continually. Remember the wonderful things he has done, his miracles, the judgments he has uttered. O offspring of his servant Abraham, children of Jacob, his chosen ones, He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He is mindful of his covenant forever, of the word that he commanded for 1,000 generations. In the psalm, remembering the events of yesterday becomes the door to meeting and understanding today. Remember the wonderful works he has done becomes seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his presence continually. And what we remember and become aware of is the relationship within which we have our origin and our continual keeping. Glory in his holy name, the psalm implores us. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Remember the wonderful works he has done. I looked up remember in the dictionary. I'm an old-fashioned person. And I found that the origin of the word remember lies in the old French, remembre, the old Latin, rememorare, to call to mind, or more simply, to be mindful. That started me thinking. Mindfulness we associate with the present moment, and remembrance with the past. Yet even the word remember in its origin joins past and present together. When we remember, we're present to what is happening now, mindfully, with complete awareness. Just as in the psalm, the telling of the people's story flows into seeking the continuing and everlasting presence of God. God is I Am, the name given to Moses. Remember the wonderful works he has done. Seek his presence continually. The Hebrew word for remember is zakar. In an online series called Hebrew Word Lessons, Sarah Fisher comments on the Hebrew sense of zakar. We see the future ahead of us, waiting to be explored, and the past behind us, already done. To Jewish philosophers, the past is in front of us, visible, there to learn and grow from. The future is behind us, unseen, turning things the other way around. The future is behind us. The past is in front of us, visible to learn and grow from. In the psalm, calling to mind a shared story of salvation brings I Am into our present. Our understanding of our now is made complete. The past is present. There's a further layer of meaning to zakar. Being mindful is also to act mindfully in the moment. In Exodus, when God hears the groaning of the slaves in Egypt, he remembers his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Moses is commissioned to set the people free. And among the commandments given to Moses is this: remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. It is an action, not just a moment of recall. We carry with us this past, present, active sense of remembrance in the Eucharist. Do this in memory of me. More than being caught up in a past event that happened for other people, we're there as those to whom Jesus now and continually gives his very self. Our remembering is an action. Expressed physically in the sharing of bread and wine within the walls of a church, but also in our generous self-giving within the house of the world. We remember God's outpouring of life and love, and we willingly share in this movement of self-transcendence. Yet, even the mention of Eucharist brings awareness of just how different and difficult life is for us now, individually and collectively. We will never, I suspect, be used to the strangeness of this time, and even those things we do get used to disturb us. Those daily notices of the numbers of daily deaths and infections. Here we are in cold, wet January, in the land of lockdown. Happy New Year maybe doesn't trip off our lips so easily, as you can hear. 20 moves to 21. And even with the promise of vaccines to come, life holds the same uncertainty. Remember, Zakar. Psalm 105 remembers wilderness days. He spread a cloud for a covering and fire to give light by night. They asked and he brought quails and gave them food from heaven in abundance. He opened a rock and water gushed out. It flowed through the desert like a river. For he remembered his holy promise and Abraham his servant. So he brought his people out with joy, his chosen ones with singing. This is our story, the psalmist cries. This is our yesterday and our today. This remembering completes our understanding of the present moment, infused as it is with the presence and activity of God. We do look back, not primarily to mourn what has been. There is a necessary place for mourning. But to be mindful of what is. Like me, you've probably sung many times in Dear Lord and Father of Mankind, reclothe us in our rightful minds, in purer lives thy service find, in deeper reverence praise. A good prayer for a new year, a good prayer for every new day. To be reclothed in my rightful mind of God in the now and the here. As the psalm says, he is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He is mindful of his covenant forever. To be reclothed in our rightful mind of our own story in God. Those moments that make up our own psalm of the surprise of God's compassion. When God sought us out when we were lost. When God named us as loved and chosen. To be reclothed in our rightful mind of who we are. Created by love, for the giving and receiving of love. To be mindful of those moments when we glimpsed how this strange God-given originality that we are might be expressed fruitfully and creatively. To be reclothed in our rightful minds, in our actions. For to remember is also to act. Destructive thoughts, fears, feelings can entangle us. And I think that's very much part of my past experience of New Year. Sometimes that entangling becomes a continuing state. Reclothe us in our rightful mind. To remember is to act. Do what you might not yet feel. Go in the direction that God seems to draw you, even though you do not wholly trust it. I go out and I buy seed on a cold winter morning when growth seems absent, becoming mindful as I do that nature is never spent. There lives the dearest freshness deep down things. Reclothed once more in my rightful mind. We begin a new year of saints' days, feasts and seasons, prompts to be mindful of yesterday's wisdom that is today's truth. A community of faith and an experience to rest in and move with on those days when our own capacity to trust seems small. The Psalms themselves will also carry us along as we pray them, whether through wilderness spaces or promised lands. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his presence continually. Remember the wonderful works he has done.